Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
And speaking of reconciliation, our guest today knows something about that work in the real world, at ground level, as it were.
Sure. So Ricardo Avila is a graduate of Yale Law School. He's an expert in consumer law. He's a Jesuit scholastic. He lives here in New York City, and he works at Camba Legal Services. It's part of this large New York City not-for-profit organization that helps people in their workplaces. It helps people with housing. It helps families with family issues. And so they do a lot of work, but he is here specifically to talk about consumer debt and talk to us a little bit about that, how people, consumers might be taken advantage of by lenders, and how he works to kind of help make sure they know their rights and are properly represented in court. And so I will let him explain all of those legal things. So, Ricardo, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Carrie. Thank you, Matt.
It's great to have you.
We're really happy.
Happy Easter.
Thank you very much. Same to you. I wonder if you could just start by giving us a brief general overview of what Camba does.
Sure. Well, Camba is a nonprofit organization, a secular nonprofit organization that started in about 1977. And we basically provide services in a whole lot of areas for the poor and the working poor. And those areas include like economic development, education and youth development, family support, health, housing and legal services. And Camba, an organization called Camba Housing Venture, also provides sustainable and affordable residential developments.
And you do specifically these consumer litigation cases.
Sure.
So what is that exactly?
Sure. The Camba Legal Services Consumer Law Project is a service provider that provides free legal counsel and representation to more than 3,000 poor and working poor New Yorkers each year in the areas of consumer law. Mm-hmm. And basically what we do is we make sure that consumers, we try and inform consumers, and we represent them in court. Would you like a kind of a picture of what consumer law is?
Yeah, exactly.
I think
that's
great.
That would be very helpful.
So let me, basically we can say that the consumer law, and what I focus on is consumer debt, started in about 1987.
A big problem today, right?
It's a big problem today. It started in 1987 with the savings and loan crisis. I apologize. And what happened was that when that happened, the government created something called the Resolution Trust Corporation,
right?
That was meant to wind up all that business. So in the early 90s, that entity sold about $458.5 billion of debt. Right. That resulted from this crisis to private hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized, wait a second, there's a business in this. So then they started buying debt from credit card issuers and banks and that sort of thing. So what they do is they buy this debt. So let's say you and I have a – or somebody has a credit card, for example, and they use it perhaps, and they don't pay their debt. Right. So the issuer at that point has a decision to make, right? They have to say, okay, I could try and go collect from this person, or I could sell it off to somebody else and let them worry about it, which are these debt buyers, right? These collection debt buyers. So what many of them do is they sell it for pennies on the dollar and very limited access to documents and information. In fact, basically what they sell is a spreadsheet and some very what could be old information. And then they let them worry about it. And what those entities do in many cases is they reach out to the consumer using the information they purchased.
Right.
And also, in many cases, just sue everybody.
Everybody involved. Mrs. Jones, who had the card.
Because they buy them in wholesale. A lot of the way they do it is they sue a lot of people in the hope that that person will not receive notification that they have been sued, either because they bought, they were served at a service is how they notify you that you've been sued at an old address, or because the process server, who has to serve a million of these a day and doesn't get paid very much to do it, decides he's not going to do it and then says he does.
Right.
So that you,
that seems
Joe consumer, have been sued and don't know about it. So your
right.
court day, Joe, comes up. And the debt collector's there, but you're not, which means that you automatically lose.
Right.
So
right.
now there's a default judgment against you.
Meaning right. that they automatically win.
Correct.
Right.
And then you are legally obligated to pay that debt.
Well, right. So the court says that they have a legal document that says that you owe this money.
Yeah.
Right. And then they're going to basically what they can do, some of their collection tools is they can freeze your bank account. They can garnish your wages, and they can, you know, basically hound you to get this money.
Yeah.
They can, as in, it's possible for them to do that. Whether or not they should is a separate question.
Right.
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 It's
right,
always
right.
a separate question, right? What you can do and what you should do.
Right.
So this adversely affects somebody like a Mrs. Jones who's living on a modest income, perhaps some kind of Social Security or something like that, who's gone into debt with a credit card and really doesn't have a big margin in her daily or monthly living in terms of the finances. And she all of a sudden discovers herself to be in the middle of this huge mess.
Correct. That's
right.
Exactly right.
And that's when you go to work.
Right. And I think something that you mentioned there is very important. So first of all, a lot of our consumers are our clients anyway, and consumers generally are living paycheck to paycheck
right.
in this economy. So, a frozen paycheck here matters to these people.
Right.
Right. And a lot of them, as you mentioned, as Social Security income, right? These are protected monies. Social
right.
Security income, disability, that's money that debt collectors can't access,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't mean they don't try.
Right.
Right.
Mm. Right.
So we're in many ways, you know, that's why information is power.
Mm-hmm.
Right. People need to know what their rights are, knowing that they've been sued and showing up.
Right.
I think it was Woody Allen who said 80% of success is showing up. Well,
that's
this
right.
is especially true in consumer debt matters.
And so what do you do for Mrs. Jones when she comes to see you?
So what would happen was is essentially we would try and get as much information as we can from Mrs. Jones,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll go to the court and try and get the file. And if it, you know, sometimes they don't try to collect on these debts for 10, 15 years.
Okay.
So it'll be a really old thing. So, you know, you have to go get it from they have to go get it from the warehouse, and it'll be 3 months. But that's a problem because her checks are being garnished.
In the meantime,
right?
Right. In the meantime,
no longer
she's losing
it takes.
Precious resources.
Right.
Right.
So we'll try and get the documents, and then we'll do something called an order to show cause, which is kind of a get me into court right away, and let's do something about this. And we do that, and we try and vacate the default judgment. So try and kind of unwind what the court has done.
Right.
So that we can either get the case thrown out or give that person an opportunity to present their side of the case. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. You can join the conversation at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. That's 888-322-8465. We're speaking with Ricardo Avila, who is a Jesuit and is an attorney. And he helps folks to manage the whirlwind of consumer debt in modern America. And if you have any questions about that, please do phone in. So what are the things that you can actually do in that situation to reverse the predicament of Mrs. Jones?
Well, it's tricky. Basically what we need to do is go in there and explain to the court that you were not notified when that you had been sued,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's rules about how you do that. And if you can show that and you have and you know you fall within the parameters, and those parameters vary in different states, there's legal processes to undo that precisely for these reasons, because they know that this happens.
Right. And judges know that sometimes people get caught up in these things without even knowing it.
It's true. But, you know, the details of what's going on can sometimes escape judges who don't see a lot of these cases all the time. Right. If you see a lot of these cases pretty regularly, you know what's going on, but if you're new to the bench or don't have a lot of experience with them, it's tricky. And that's important because the devil's in the details here, right?
Right.
Because when these big banks sell these debts to the debt buying entities, a lot of times what they're saying is, I'm selling this to you. I can't be sure if you're going to be able to collect on it. I can't even promise you that the information is right.
Right.
Right. And then those debt collection agencies will turn around and tell the court, I swear this is right. I'm swearing to you that this is true, and I have rock hard solid information that it's true, when they don't have the documents because it wasn't part of the deal. That's not what they bought. Mm-hmm. So it's
tricky, complicated. It's,
exactly.
All right. Well, the number is 888-322-8465. We're talking consumer debt with Ricardo Avila, who is an attorney and a Jesuit.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.